Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. It is Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne, and I am coming to you on this beautiful, cold winter day, one day before New Year's Eve. So as we are creating all kinds of plans for how to celebrate the end of 2015 and welcome in 2016, I want to pause for a minute, especially in this time of major flooding here in the St. Louis area, and acknowledge the power of water and the fact that our bodies are made up of so much water, our brains are made up of so much water, our muscles, our organs, our blood flows like water, and we very often don't think about it until we don't have enough of it. When we're in drought, when the plants and the trees and the crops start failing and we need to water more and more, or there's a water shortage, or when we're thirsty, right? Or we think about it when it rains and rains and rains for days on end, like we just had the wettest December on record here in St. Louis. And add that to the wettest year on record, and we are experiencing major floods. And this is such an interesting thing for me, because water, when it is in flow and moving in its beautiful fluid form, it's such a beauty to behold. It's such a calming sight, and it's and it holds us so beautifully when we float in the water, when we swim in the water. There's a sense of being enveloped in kind of, it reminds us back probably of when we were in the in utero and surrounded by the amniotic fluid as infants. And, of course, that's certain temperature of water. And here, now that the temperatures are colder and the water has taken over and flooded major highways and communities and businesses and whole neighborhoods are evacuated and people are dying, especially people who were in their cars and got swept away. And it can be very destructive as well when there's too much. So let's come to present in this moment, of this very moment, with the waters that are flowing in our system, and allow ourselves to feel the heaviness of the lower half of our body, to feel our feet being pulled by gravity towards Mother Earth into that beautiful magnetic core, where she energetically pulls us and holds us so gently. And allowing our feet to just do their connection as they do, and our seats to, you know, wiggle our sits bones around in our chair and feel the support there. If we're standing, we can sway back and forth, just moving our hips to feel that sensation of being in our lower body. And breathing long and slow and deeply, because it's such a nice way of just recognizing that giving and taking, that respirating, which has spirit in it, doesn't it? Inspire, respirate, has that same Latin word in the center of it. And so we'll just respire and respirate and allow the in and the out of our breath to just send the flow of energy and our water within, around in our system. Centering all of our attention inward, and, you know, actually reaching out in front of us and pulling that energetic self back into this moment of now. this gift of the present. And then just connecting ourselves to our divine connection, the sun or moon or star, our golden light beam of love that comes down just uniquely for us. And just allowing that to find its way directly into all of our pores. And we just wear it like a cloak and it melts into our system, calming all of the frayed nerves, the jitteriness, and healing and releasing the pieces that don't fit anymore, the old patterns and the old ways of being, especially at this time of New Year's. This is a beautiful time of recognizing and appreciating what was and saying thank you and letting it go. The important part is to recognize it and thank it first and then let it go, whatever happened this year. So the topic of today with the being in flow, I was talking with a friend this morning about how that happens, about we tend to be on or off. You know, we turn on the water to run a bath and you can let it trickle and it'll take a while to fill. You can let it flow and it'll fill, you know, in time. Or if we turn it on too harshly and too much, it can overflow, it can splash out, it's not a pleasant sound, it's kind of a thundering sound, and it's probably more than we need. So it's the analogy of using a fire hose when you could just use a trickle of water, of kindness, of essence, of showing up, of our power. And women tend to feel a lack of power, or a disconnect from our power, so that when we do feel powerful, we turn it on in full force in a way that's destructive, and it pushes away what we most want versus a beautiful flow of our essence and our power and our light that doesn't blind anyone and allows us to magnetically create the connections and the love and the joy and the opportunities that we so desire. And how do we find that magic knob of just the right amount? That is what each of us gets to play with. But first of all, we need to realize that it's in our control, that we can actually set the knob to be on. I just want it to be on a gentle flow today, allowing in the energy, the breath, and the water that I need, the food, just the right amount of food, just the right amount of exchange of my energy, letting out just the right amount, just what's real for this moment, not anything that's forced, not anything that's over the top. And I'm sitting here at a friend's. I went and took my daughters to an overnight at a friend's beautiful home, which is on a lake about an hour outside of St. Louis. This lake is not flooded, but it's a catchment lake, and it's got an extra catchment lake that's starting to fill. And as the waters just flow around me and I have this beautiful view, I realize that that's the kind of container I want to be, that holds the water at just the level that makes sense, where there's ripples that are, as the wind teases the top of the water and sends these beautiful ripples, I love to watch that. Such a calming thing. And that's what I yearn to be. That calming force, that calming presence for those I love, for my clients, for those I serve in the community. And knowing the people that are caught in the middle of the flood, that are not able to leave their homes because the levees all around them are cresting, and they really aren't able to get out, and they're hoping that they will actually be okay, and the levees will hold as that as the certain the Merrimack River crests, and just connecting with them in a way of holding them energetically and texting and saying, I'm thinking of you, and let me know if you need anything. And, you know, it's so, how can we not add to the craziness? How can we be a force for good by showing up in our truth, our love, and our essence? I keep using this word essence, and maybe we need to define it. And I think it's something that, for me, it's my highest spiritual self. And when I'm in flow and my essence is able to show externally in my system so that others can see it, it feels like there's no words to describe the beauty of the exchange. I think most people would say they understand what flow feels like when you're in that really magical space with a new lover or a friend that you don't even have to say anything. You can just look at them and smile and feel that connection. That's what I describe being in essence is for me. When I know that I am being the most me I can be, and I'm so in love with that me that's showing up, and it just shines from inside out. So today, as we watch the cresting rivers here and move into New Year's Eve tomorrow, I just want to send this message to you all that as I continue to shine in my essence, I may or may not make sense to you. I may or may not resonate with you, and that's okay, because I know that my words and my message are not meant for the masses. And there's people that will hear me and feel a resonance. They will feel that we are connected, and that's what I'm yearning for. To create more and more connections where people may feel alone, like nobody else really understands where they are. And more of that is going to be coming through me in 2016. So I wish you a very healthy, happy, safe, and holy celebration as we end this momentous 2015 and head into a very huge year of change in 2016. Presidential elections just being one piece of it. There's a lot of other stuff that's shifting and moving and changing. We need to shine our light. The world is looking to us now. And banding together can create an even brighter, brighter light for each one of us to shine. So to our community, and to 2016, take excellent care. Bye-bye.